So what do you get when you mix corn with a catchy melody and add a dash of grunting alto sax? You get a recipe for this week's What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center about one song and its story.
Well, my name is Tim O'Brien, and I'm living here in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, Cornbread Nation is sort of a metaphor for the South. There's a sort of invisible line that goes across the country east to west that's roughly parallel to the Mason-Dixon line, but people know about cornbread south of that line. It starts out with just a list of the different kinds of cornbread.
Cornbread, spider bread, hush puppy dog bread, ash cake, panic bread, Johnny cake, spoon bread, dish it up, pour it on, give it all you got.
You know, it's kind of poor people's food. Biscuits is like more high class food. And also baked bread, that's even more high tone.
No matter where you're heading when the train leaves the station, still take a supper at the Cornbread Nation.
My friend Ronnie Lundy published this cookbook called Shuck Beans, Stack Cakes, and Honest Fried Chicken. In that book, she has the recipe for real cornbread. So that's another verse. Save a can of bacon grease, soak a bowl of beans.
Chop a yellow onion, wash your grit off the grains. Sip a little soda, it's the powder in the meal. Pour in the buttermilk to get the right feel. Hot water, cold water, doesn't really matter. Don't work too hard.
Don't work too hard when you're mixing up the batter. I mean, that's the real thing. When you make something with baking soda, you want it to be kind of lumpy. I think it cooks better that way for some reason.
Now up in Kentucky, where I was born. Up in Kentucky, where the kernels in the corn.
Talking about drinking liquor made from corn. Moonshine.
They shake up the jar, looking for the bees. Take a little sip, no more than you need.
You look for the bead, that means you want that corn liquor to bubble up good. And I guess if it doesn't bubble up, then you know not to drink it. It might not be good for you. I mean, it might be worse for you than some other corn liquor. The song really goes over well live, and people in the South, they really understand what it's about. And they kind of take it as their own. You know, they kind of say, well, we know what that's about. Some of these Yankees might not know, but we know.
Corn pone, spider bread, hush puppy dog bread, ash cake, panic bread, Johnny cake, spoon bread, dish it up, pour it on, give it all you got. Put the fat back in the cast iron pot, a rich man to fold worth that and put the natchet, and burly back a feast to the snowy cotton badges. No matter where you head, the train leaves the station, you still take a supper at the Cornbread Nation.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitas of the Western Folklife Center. If you're near Elko, Nevada this weekend, stop in at the Western Folklife Center's National Cowboy Poetry Gathering for workshops on country cooking, cowboy style, because as Hal Cannon says, you haven't lived until you've eaten cornbread hot out of a Dutch oven.